Critics of recent court cases they say allow corporations to evade responsibility are pointing to legislation in Congress that could fix the issue. Large corporations often urge arbitration in cases where legal disputes arise, such as for a couple in New Jersey that was injured when an Uber driver ran a red light. The couple sued Uber, but was rebuffed because their daughter checked the company's terms and conditions agreement, which says riders will settle disputes through arbitration rather than in court. Head of Oregon Consumer Justice Jagjit Nagra says these agreements are often sneaky.
These mandatory clauses that are buried in the fine print, they're there to evade accountability. And what it does is it funnels disputes into a private system that more often than not favors corporations over individuals rather than it playing out in the court of law.
A similar case recently played out in a wrongful death case against Disney, and the Oregon Supreme Court ruled in a 2022 case in favor of employers that require arbitration to settle employment-related disputes. Companies with arbitration clauses have argued the process is quicker and less costly than court. But Nagra says the Forced Arbitration and Justice Repeal or FAIR Act in the U.S. Senate would take this process off the table. The bill has support from Oregon Senators Ron Wyden and Jeff Merkley. Nagra says the FAIR Act would apply in a variety of cases, including employment, consumer, antitrust, and civil rights disputes. He says the court process is more transparent, which is good for the public.
Say there's an unsafe product or fraudulent practice, what have you. This allows folks to be able to hold these corporations and other bad actors accountable in a public process.
Nagra notes the arbitration process has different rules than court, concerning evidence, for example. He says evidence can be admitted in arbitration that is irrelevant or based on hearsay.
Something that would be anathema in a court of law can take place there because they're private proceedings, and the judges are privately paid for judges by the arbitration company.
I'm Eric Tegedoff reporting. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.